Hey, good morning. 9:42 here. Got the sun shining, 66 degrees. Got to be the last day of the month. Why? Because Brad Edwardson, Wompton Parks and Rec, standing in front of me. Good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So I got to share something with you quick.
Okay.
So I'm down on the path at Chinkabazoo this past Saturday, and I'm painting on my snow leopards, and that's going along. And this older couple comes strolling up, and they're asking questions. And I could tell by their accent, it's like, well, you're not from here, you know. And I believe it was Louisiana or Alabama, one of the two, and said to me, this park is absolutely gorgeous, and we haven't seen everything yet.
Well,
from the ball diamonds to everything down there. And it's like, boy, what a baseball field you got over there.
Yeah, it's
And I said, impressive. And he goes, really? He said, and for a town this size. So kudos to you and the whole crew.
Thanks. It takes a whole crew plus a ton of volunteers. And we really appreciate that we get volunteers all the time coming down to try to make that park nicer and nicer.
Tell you what, it's not going unnoticed. So I just wanted to share that story
with you. Thanks. I appreciate that.
So, hey, what's happening in the month of July, halfway through the year?
We're already midway through our summer programming, and it seems like we're just scrambling to get things going yesterday. So, no, it's been going well. All of the programming's done well. We've had some weather incidents where we had to cancel, but you know, we keep plugging away as much as we can, so trying to get all of it in there.
Right.
Just coming up, 4th of July, our offices will be closed, but there's going to be a lot of stuff going on down at the park.
Yeah.
We got the baseball games going on, and we have the events, the festivities going on over at the band shelter that Chris has been talking about. So there's going to be a lot of fun things going on at the park on the 4th of July.
I think you'd be full, because I think if the weather holds, we're talking about maybe some, you know, at night, but
sure.
I think throughout the day we'll be okay.
Yep, hopefully everything turns out well. July 10th, we're trying to get everything all situated for our pitch hit and run. We haven't posted that necessarily yet. I think we posted that we're working on it, but we're still working on it, trying to get our pitch hit and run for the youth, boys and girls. I think it's 8 to 14 or something like that is the age groups. And we'll get that announced on our Facebook page as soon as we know the specifics of it. That'll be down at John Randall Field. And then July 12th, 13th is the Borderline Chalk Fest. So lots of things going on there.
Yeah, man.
Park's not directly involved, but we do help out with, you know, just some picnic tables, just different things like that to help make the event go smoother. And then the 16th to the 18th is the Headwaters Music Festival. This year for the Headwaters Music Festival on the 16th, that's a Wednesday, we're kind of putting our music in the park with that.
Combining it, I love that.
So we have at 5:30 on Wednesday, Crocious and Crew will be playing down at the park at the band shelter. And then when they get done, we'll have a little bit of a, they're going to play on different stages, but the community band is going to be playing at 7:30. So there's lots of music going on down at the park.
Definitely.
To kick that off, so it'll be a fun event as well. July 20th, there's a pancake breakfast, and it benefits Operation Zero. That's from 9 to noon at the community center. And then on the 25th, while the week that ends, I think, on the 25th, that's when our programming is going to end.
Okay.
So we've got about 3 to 4 weeks left of our summer programming.
Unbelievable.
Then we start getting ready for our fall.
You're right. It's like you said, we just started talking about this.
Yeah. We're going to do a couple different things this fall, and there will be more information coming on that.
Okay.
Typically, we've had our volleyball happen in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring.
Yeah.
This year, we're going to do it in the fall, because I think that we can get into a league that's up and down the valley here.
Oh, okay.
Where our fourth and fifth graders can play in a league that's going on. And then our football stuff will be starting up. We're looking at maybe trying to do a flag football, a girls flag football program. It's getting more and more popular. So
right.
We'll take a look at that as well. And then a couple other announcements I wanted to make. So our pool concession stand, Kurt's done a wonderful job at getting that up and running and ready to go. We're going to start serving, I think this week, today actually, we're going to start serving like a noon special.
Really?
Yep. So we'll have... if you're going through the park, you know, a lot of people get their lunches and they go down to the park
sit,
and eat.
Yeah, well, I've done that before too. It's beautiful.
You just run down and grab a quick bite to eat, but it'll be, you know, more than just hot dogs or pizza. It'll be a a pulled pork sandwich or a chicken sandwich or something like that that we'll just do each day just for people that are down there that,
I love
that
it.
Want to grab a quick bite.
Great idea.
Yeah, hopefully it goes well. And then our summer food program is going really well. We're getting about just over 300 meals a day that we're serving out.
Unbelievable.
So that's been going really well. And like I mentioned earlier, Music in the Park is off and running. I wanted to make sure that I thank our district representatives because North Dakota Council of the Arts provides funding for that, which is provided by the legislature, the North Dakota legislature. So I want to thank the legislators for helping out with that or helping move those programs along with the food program because we wouldn't have them if we didn't have those. So
that's true. That is true.
So, yeah, that's it for July.
Boy, talk about moving the needle forward, you and the whole crew.
As long as we're moving it forward.
As long as it's forward, yeah, absolutely. Brad, great to have you in here.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill.
Looking forward to our chat here at the end of July. Stay cool.
You too.
And enjoy everything going on here. It's 949, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, then why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. I try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, then why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ricky Klarkamp with a market update and taking a look at those numbers real quick before we get into the why. For the most part, on the grain side of things, everything's in the green in the live cattle markets or livestock markets, so everything's just kind of hanging out in the red. We're waiting on several reports today is basically what we're doing as right now, not much. Basically, that's what everybody's waiting for, right? Everybody's waiting for the report starting up at like 11 o'clock. We're looking at a USDA report to report